everybody. Cal Banyan here with another episode of Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc. with Meredith Locker. How you doing, Meredith?
Good. How is everybody today?
Hey, I don't know about everybody else, but I'm excited. How are you feeling? Are you animated today?
I am animated today. I am excited about this topic.
Oh, man. Hey, a couple announcements before we get started here. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to, I have to write this down. One of the reasons I'm so excited, I'm going to Grenada in Mexico with some of my secret project friends. Hey, we're just going to go. We're going to party. We've had a good year, a good run, and we're doing lots of good things together. So some, me and my secret project friends, you hear me talk about the secret weight loss project and income building project. Well, some of us are going to just run off to Grenada for a few days. We'll be there for 5 days. They're going to be there for 7 days. I have to leave early because I have to come back and get ready to go on a Mexican cruise with some more of my secret project friends. It's just going to be so much fun. And let's see, I have a certification course coming up in July and October. So, hey, go to hypnosiscenter.com, check it out. And I know that people watch this, you know, even a year after I've made the podcast. So you can always just go to hypnosiscenter.com to find out about my training programs. I got the Week of Power in April, which is an advanced hypnosis certification with 5-path and 7-path. And then something I'm really excited about, man, we've been working so hard. I've been sweating. Taylor's been sweating. Everybody's working hard on the new version of our hypnospace.com. It's all about community. And you've heard me talking about it on the previous podcast, and we've had the beta version up, and it was a long string of numbers and stuff. But by the time you watch this, you should be able to go directly to the new version, ourhypnospace.com 2.0, by just typing in www.ourhypnospace.com. And it's going to be more fun, more professional. We've got live chat, text and video, and new groups, and hey, it's just going to be a great time for everybody. Meredith, you signed up. Was it hard?
No, it wasn't. It was great. I'm so excited to be on there. I can't wait to see all the new changes that are coming forward. I know you guys have been working really hard on it.
You bet. Hey, it just reminded me of one thing. We have, and the old version of Our Hypnospace, we said, go to askcal.ourhypnospace.com to send questions in for the show. Well, the formatting is a little bit different. Just go to ourhypnospace.com, click on groups, and you'll see that there's an Ask Cal group there, and that's where you can just leave your questions for the show. The first place we're going to go before every show is to that group and look through the questions and see if we can find something good for the show. All right, that's it. What's going on in your life?
Oh, goodness, I've been taking care of my Dylan. He's still a tripod.
He's a tripod? What does that mean?
Yeah, my little boy has a hurt back leg, so he's been hopping around on three, just trying to sort all that out.
Have you used any hypnosis on him?
No, but you know what? People have been writing to me telling me to use EFT on him.
PFT, huh?
EFT.
All right. So have you done that?
No. I don't use EFT, so I don't really know how to start, and certainly starting on a dog would not be the place to start, although maybe that'd be good practice. But no, I haven't, although I have used energy work and acupuncture and a chiropractor, and we're going to a regular vet too, and we're doing all kinds of things. I mean, it's just, I'm exhausting everything to try to fix this poor leg.
Okay, just so we don't get a bunch of questions about what's EFT, anybody that's interested in learning about EFT, go to EMOFREE.com. That's emo free. They tell you all about how to use EFT. EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. Great technique. Check it out. And there you go. And if any of you guys know a link or a website that has pet EFT, then you send it to Celeste. I mean, oh, gosh, darn it. I did it. To Meredith, just leave a message down in the comments area. By the way, if you're watching this show anywhere except calbanyan.com, go to calbanyan.com right now, because right down there underneath this video is all the links and text and special graphics and stuff that we're going to have in the show. All right. So what are we going to talk about today? Why are you so excited there, Meredith?
Oh my gosh, I am so excited. My favorite subject, Cal. My favorite subject. Can you guess what it is?
How to make your dog happy.
Yes, that and age regression.
All right, good. I'm going to use a graphic now. I'm holding up the graphic. This is what we're going to talk about today, and I made you one too, Meredith. If you ever need to point to it, you can just put it up there.
Yes.
And this is the whole thing. I'm going to put it right up there where everyone can see. Hopefully that's right. And we're going to put this, you know, where you can actually click on it and see it really nice down below the video. All right, good. Well, see, there's some questions I need to answer right away before we get started. First off, what is age regression hypnosis? What kinds are there? Why the heck do people do it? And I'll tell you what, age regression hypnosis, that's really what I had in mind when I first got into becoming a hypnotherapist or consulting hypnotist or whatever you're calling yourself wherever you're at. I thought about how cool it would be to learn how to use hypnotic technique to take people back to an earlier time in their life. Now, don't confuse this with past life regression. I'm talking about age regression, which means you go back to an earlier time in this life. So, what is age regression? I've written out some definitions down here on my computer monitor that I'll be looking down at once in a while. Using hypnotic suggestion to enable a client to relive an event, and the proper word is revivify. So it is really a hallucination of actually as if they were living it again, at least re-experiencing the event or the feelings or the thoughts and that kind of thing. Anything you want to add to that, Meredith, with regard to what is age regression?
Good job, Meredith, you got it. Yes, actually, revivification is so different than remembering, and that's just the most important thing, and that's the beauty of what we can do using hypnosis. We can have people relive it as if it's happening all over again, and so they can actually get the thoughts that they were thinking, and they can feel the feelings that they were feeling, whereas if they're trying to remember it, they're going to kind of extrapolate, maybe change what really happened, and really have a hard time tapping into how they felt, what they were thinking, all of that. So I love the fact that we can get them to go through it again in their own minds.
Wow, Meredith, I can tell you've either been drinking a lot of coffee or this is one of your favorite subjects.
It's my favorite subject.
Good. Hey, so why don't you tell them about some of the different kinds of age regression technique? I'll give you, see if you can read my mind.
Ooh, are you talking about some of the ways that we can regress, such as using date and time regression?
Yes, we've made a mental connection here.
Good.
Please, name off a few.
Okay, there's also symptom bridging, where you've got some sort of a symptom, headaches, maybe some knee pain, all kinds of things like that. You can bridge off of that. There's also, of course, my favorite, which is the affect bridge, which is dealing with your feelings and emotions. And then there's also the cognitive bridge.
Cool. Yeah, and so we've got affect bridge, we've got cognitive bridge, at date and time, where it's not really a bridge, you say, I want you to go back to a specific date or time, like your fifth birthday, or a forensic hypnotist would use a specific date. You know, they'd say, like, last Monday when you were at work, and the person came in and robbed the bank, and they'd try to get, you know, additional information out of the client. And there's one other kind called somatic bridge, which is where it isn't necessarily a symptom, but there might be a feeling in the body. And that's so that's the main kinds. Excellent job, Meredith.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's see. So what's it good for? Wait. I want to go to why do AR? And then I'm going to talk about what's it good for. AR, or age regression, all of us five-pathers, and we have kind of our own little codal language. When we talk about age regression, we talk about, we just call it AR because we're on our groups and we're always typing away, and we, you know, it's lazy just to AR instead of age regression. So if I say AR, you know what I'm talking about. AR allows you to uncover the history and the cause of the problem, enabling you to neutralize the cause of the problem and reinforce the change. So that's why we do it. Also, here is a special insider tip, trick, and technique. What's really cool about age regression is it's an insight technique. And what you do with an insight is when someone suddenly knows something that they didn't know before, then that's an epiphany, an aha experience, and it forces the subconscious mind into a state of really this hyper-suggestibility. I call it hyper-suggestibility because you can get instantaneous, permanent change with age regression done right. And so that's one of the real reasons I say you should really become a master of age regression. Anything you can add to that, Meredith?
Well, yeah, it's just so much better than, you know, doing traditional direct suggestion work where you don't have that heightened suggestibility, where you've got these moments of insight as far as, you know, how something, you know, is connected to the feeling in their stomach that they're used to feeling, and maybe that's why they kind of have that urge to eat, for one example, and, you know, that all that's connected to those feelings that they felt all that time. And once they have these realizations of connecting the feeling in their stomach with the feeling of fear or feeling of sadness, and then realizing that that's been urging on the eating, then, of course, having those realizations, becoming more suggestible and being more open to accepting the suggestions that we give them about wanting to be free from overeating and about exercising and all of these things. I mean, it's just, it's so much more powerful than direct suggestion.
You're so right, and we're going to get into this step by step, detail by detail, because we're going to actually go begin a series called The 10 Keys to Doing Successful Age Regression. We might change that title a little bit. It might be 10 Keys to Successful Age Regression Work, or it's going to be something like that. And we're going to start it today. We're going to get all the details. But one of the things that Meredith is talking about is so important, and that is most of the issues that we really work with as hypnotists, where we want to get behavioral change, are really changes we need to create in beliefs and emotions. And what we're going to do is we're going to bring up the belief or the emotion and use that as a bridge to go back to where it began. We change that, and then everything for the person changes. So the next question is AR. What is it good for? AR is, well, five pathers use it for everything. And when you use it for everything, you really get good at it. You become an expert at age regression. Some common uses are bad habits, addictions, fears and phobias, problems with, you know, being too emotional, which leads to eating too much, drinking too much, smoking too much, shopping too much, sexing too much, working too much, you know, being an alcoholic, sexaholic, all this workaholic stuff. We can use it for that kind of thing. And improving performance. It might be job performance, it might be improving parenting performance, sports performance, and all that. Anything you can add to that, Meredith?
Oh yeah, I use it a lot with athletes. I mean, you can't really use it when you're in the middle of a season with an athlete because you kind of can bring up these emotions and stir things up for them. But when they're off season, it's just amazing when we remove these excess emotions and their history, and when we bring them back and have them relive the situations that can be blocks to success for them. It's amazing how much better they do. And it's amazing how much stronger that direct suggestion work is that we give them to help them to be that powerful athlete can be once they've been through this process.
Excellent. Perfect. Now, the next question is, how can I kind of give a really brief overview? This is going to be like the briefest overview. And then in this series, we're going to go step by step talking about how to really flesh out the bones. Now, no one is going to become an expert age regression hypnotist or hypnotherapist by, you know, listening to these 20-minute programs. This is really something that you need to, you know, dedicate some time and training to. The NGH, their view is you shouldn't do age regression until you've had special training in it, like, for example, our five-path training. Okay, overview of the age regression process. Induce deep hypnosis, preferably somnambulism, Harry Aaron scale, stage 4 or deeper. Bridge back using affect, symptom, etc., like we talked about, affect bridge, symptom bridge, that kind of thing. Then you're going to visit SSEs. SSE stands for subsequent sensitizing event. And we're going to follow those back through time. That's kind of what this chart is all about, is we're going to follow it back through time until we get to the ISE, which is the initial sensitizing event. So this is going to be down here below it in bigger letters. So what we do is right here it says GU, that stands for grown up. That's a grown up aspect of themselves. We're going to take them into hypnosis, and then we're going to bring up the feeling or the emotion or the cognition or the symptom or the feeling in their body. We're going to bring that up good and strong. And then we're going to follow that feeling back to an earlier time they felt that way. That's an SSE. E, and we're going to go through a number of SSEs. It could be a couple, it could be many. And then we finally get to the ISE right there. And the ISE is the initial sensitizing event. That's the event where there was something going on that made the individual think something that led to an emotion that changed their lives. And what we're going to do in the age regression is we're going to confirm the ISE. After we've confirmed the ISE, then we're going to neutralize any erroneous thoughts or feelings, have them go through the ISE once again. Once they go through the ISE again, the emotion or the false cognition or belief should be removed. Then we'll run them through the SSEs that we visited, the subsequent sensitizing event, checking to make sure that the change sticks. And the process of doing this also reinforces the change in the mind. And then we come back to now, and in many cases, it's a good idea to take them to some future situations where they can experience going into the probable future with this change. For example, let's say someone was afraid of spiders. We would bring up the fear of spiders. We'd take them back through the SSEs, subsequent sensitizing events where they were afraid of the spider. We go to the ISE, find the cause. Then we're going to go just before the ISE, do the informed child technique. That's where we tell them what they need to know so they can get through the ISE without being negatively affected by it. In this case, remove the fear of the spiders. And then we'll go through the SSEs so they can go through those past events not being afraid of spiders. And then we can take them into the future. The FS stands for future self. And the future self gets to experience being in these different situations and responding in a normal, healthy way around spiders. Anything you can add to that quick overview before we get into all the details there, Meredith?
Yes. Well, just real quick, I know that a lot of people who have been, you know, learning AR and studying this and paying attention to all of your Banyan Online, you know, supervision CDs and all of that, the future self, the FS, is also called the FRE, the future reinforcing event. Isn't that true?
Actually, the events that you go to, right, it's future self goes to the future reinforcing events. Gosh, you're good. You really do study that stuff, don't you?
I do. I love this stuff.
Good. Okay, so there's our overview. I'm going to start off with number one of the 10 keys. Now, the number one is proper client preparation, induction, deepening, and testing of the client. And, you know, we covered all this stuff in great detail in the 10 keys to doing direct suggestion right. And right below here, I'm going to put a link to that series. And then I'm also going to, we also went, me and Celeste, or Celeste and me, we went through the 10 keys to client preparation for successful hypnosis. So those are the things you'd really be thinking about in phase one. So I'm not going to say any more about that. Hypnosis is a confidence game. If you don't get their confidence, there's going to be no game. So go back, review those, and you'll know how to properly prepare, induce, deepen, and test for hypnosis. Anything else you want to add to that, Meredith, with regard to preparation, testing, convincing, phase one?
Oh, gosh. Preparation, testing, and convincing could not be more important. I mean, if you don't lay the groundwork, AR is going to be so much more challenging. And so if you've really set yourself up for success by handling all of your preparation the right way and showing the client that you're confident and that you know what you're doing and you know the right questions to ask, not that they'll know the right questions, but you show that you know what you're asking and you know what you're going for in the beginning, it's just going to make age regression so much easier.
Cool. All right, number two. What do we got for number two?
Using the correct type of age regression.
Good. Why don't you discuss a little bit of that, and then I'll just fill in the blanks if there's any.
Okay. Well, there's, you know, you have listed here four different types, and then you added one, the somatic bridge, which I'd never actually used, so you can certainly talk about that one. But going through here, it's, you know, date and time regression. That would be, you know, something that I would use kind of as a last resort. That would be something where you would regress to a particular date and time. And so maybe if someone comes in and they talk about having an issue that they can recall a recent event where that phobia has been a problem, or where they've been having the eating problem or something like that. And they don't seem to be somebody where you can get a really good strong affect bridge, a feeling coming up, then maybe this would be a good place to start and get them going off of that so that they can be in that moment, revivify how they felt in that moment, and then bring the feeling up. Did you want to say something about the date time regression there, Cal?
Yeah, I sure can. I think you're just right on the right track. Sometimes when you do an age regression with someone, after you've tested, made sure they're in somnambulism, we're gonna say, okay, now there's a feeling inside you don't like that has everything to do with why you came here today. And as I count from 1 to 5, it comes up strong, powerful as ever been. 1, that feeling is coming up. 2, coming up stronger and stronger. We're going to get into that detail a little bit later in the coming episodes, okay? But sometimes, for one reason or another, they'll be resistant or unable to connect to that affect. So here's an insider tip, trick, technique that even you guys, old hands at doing age regression, I'm going to show you something you can do. And you just ask them, when was the last time you had the problem? Like, let's say, binging on chocolate. They say, well, it was last Thursday. And you can just ask them in the hypnosis, you know, when was the last time you experienced this problem? They say, last Thursday, I lost control over chocolate. And you say, good. Okay. In a moment, count from 3 back to 1. When I get to 1, it's going to be last Thursday, and you're going to be just before you binge on the chocolate, and it's going to be just like it was happening all over again. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. So there's to an event. And then once they get into that event, you can find out what's happening, what they're thinking, what they're feeling, what they're feeling. Now, once you connect at that last Thursday event, you can connect with what they're feeling, and now you can do affect bridge for the rest of the program. Affect bridge is one of the most reliable types of age regression for uncovering the cause of the problem. How's that?
That's great, yeah. You know, date and time regression, the only time I really use that is if I'm working with somebody who seems really disconnected, because affect bridge is really my favorite way of regressing. But if I'm working with a client and I think I'll be able to get the emotion up, which I usually can, and I get in there and they just don't seem to be going for it, and no matter how hard I work at getting that emotion up, they just don't seem to be going for it. It's just real easy to change gears and go right into bringing them to that next time. You just don't even have to skip a beat. You just do it. They don't know what to expect. They don't know what you're doing. They don't know your tools. They don't know that you're switching to plan B. And so as far as I'm concerned, it's a great plan B, and it works.
Beautiful. So go on, take us through the next 3. We've got about, a couple minutes left of the show.
Yes, we do. We do. We're covering a lot of territory, though, here, Cal.
Okay.
Symptom bridge. So that would be when your client typically has some sort of a symptomology, physical, typically headaches, some sort of a pain, maybe an injury that kind of keeps flaring up, but there is no actual physical medical explanation for it, and so that you can actually regress on that symptom itself. And then what I like to do is, once you've gotten to a place where they can bring up the emotion that's connected to the symptom, then I switch gears and take it to an affect bridge.
Beautiful. I think that's perfect. Good. Please go on.
Good. Then there's the cognitive bridge. Now, lots and lots of people are so much more used to thinking than feeling. They're so much more used to living in their conscious mind. That's what most people do. Now, of course, we like to work in the subconscious mind, which is about feelings, about emotions, and so that's why we want to, usually try to get to the affect bridge. But if somebody's really only thinking about it, and their thought is, I just am not good enough, or whatever their main predominant thought is, you can bring up that thought and then bridge off of that until you can get a feeling, or keep going with that thought. You can go a long ways in a regression with a cognitive bridge.
Beautiful. So you've pretty much covered them all. Daytime, we've got symptom, cognitive, affect, and somatic bridge. That's a feeling in the body, like maybe they have a tension in their shoulders or something like that. And that's done just exactly the same way as with the affect bridge. Good. Well, you know what? It's been over 20 minutes. Why don't you go ahead and wrap it up, Meredith?
All right. Well, thanks, you all, for tuning in. I'm so excited about this topic. We have a ton more information to share with you. So check back with us next week. Thanks for joining Meredith Locker here with Hypnosis, Etc., with Cal Banion and Meredith Locker. Signing off.
Beautiful. Cal Banyan here, and I'm going to give you a little insider tip, trick, and technique, and that is we're going to be recording a couple of shows, 3-4 shows today, because I'm going to be gone, like I said, and I'm just going to be changing my tie so that people that don't know that don't think, you know, I only have one shirt and one tie. So that's a little insider tip, trick, technique. Okay, so go to calbanyan.com. If you're watching this anywhere else, go to ourhypnospace.com. Get into the hypnosis community. Go to hypnosiscenter.com. Check out all my classes. And go to hypnosis.org. That's hypnosis.org to, you know, find out everything about hypnosis. And, hey, leave a comment below. We love comments. Tell us what you think about the topics. Suggest new topics. Ask questions for the next show and stuff like that. Okay, that's it. Cal Banyan. Signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.